Welcome everybody, shiur number 851, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to talk about an interesting thing. That is, somebody asked me reference to matzah meal mix. Not matzah meal, we'll talk about matzah meal in a minute, which we've spoken about in the past, but matzah meal mix. In other words, they sell these mixes, right? Ready-made, that you make knedlach, matzah balls, whatever the case is. So be it as it may, so it's like this. When you take regular bread, right? We'll go through real quickly. It's important to see it again in the Shulchan Aruch, Simekuf Samaches, we've spoken about in the past. You take regular bread and you grind it up into small pieces, crumbs. Now, when we say bread, we mean matzah. It's the same thing. I'm not getting into the whole things. By Sfardim, they make mazonos on matzah. Okay, but be it as it may, regular Ashkenazim, let's say, for example, regular matzah, so it's the same as bread, right? So if you crumble up a little piece of bread, and so now it stays a hamotzi, right? It's just because you have crumbs. Let's say regular bread, which is for everybody. You have crumbs on the table. Nothing changes. You have to eat that. You have to wash. You have to make hamotzi, and you have to bench if you ate a gezayis under a four-minute period, even though it might be crumbs. The same thing would apply, again, in general for matzah. When we make those of us who make our motzi on the matzah. So the fact that you have small little crumbs, matzah flour, matzah meal, crumbs of bread, it's all a hamotzi. That's the bottom line. Okay, so the point I'm trying to get to is, now what about if somebody eats plain matzah meal mix, right? So plain matzah meal, ground up pieces of matzah, you have to make hamotzi. In conjunction with all the halachas of washing, benching, whatever the case is, if you ate the right amount. So now the question is, what about in a mix? So when you make, you have matzah meal mix or whatever the case is, they, you know, we've spoken about in the past, and it's made into these various different type of foods, right? We spoke about knedlach and so on, these various different type of things. In general, it's a mazonas. We went through all that, but the plain, simple matzah meal mix, the raw state, if you want to call it. So now, what is it exactly? It's mixed with whatever it is, oils. The Shulchan Aruch will read it inside a minute. It talks about davash. You know, you mixed it with honey. Okay, it said the mix might be with oils, a different type of things, but it's a mixture of with matzah meal pieces. That's the bottom line. Okay, so the halach is like this in Simin Kuf Samach Ches. Which is what we spoke about a while back, is Sif Yud. He goes through various different, a few different ways of changing bread, sort of, to mazonas. So number one, if it's cooked, he says, Im nisbashel, so in Kuf Samaches, if the bread is cooked, but if im yesh behem kezayis, if there's pieces of kezayis, the pieces are large enough, in other words, there might be even one piece in that bunch of bread that the person is ground up and they cooked, right? And they cooked in water. If there's even one piece that's a kezayis, if the pieces are in general a kezayis for sure, isn't it? That's you make hamotzi. But even if one piece is a kezayis, afal pisha ein bo tayar lechem, even though it does not look like bread anymore, mevarech hamotzi, you would still make a hamotzi and berachas hamazon. Of course, you would make a berachas hamazon if one ate the right amount. Okay, so now he goes on to say further, Vim Abraham Kazais, if it's not, they're not a Kazais, all the pieces are smaller than a Kazais, each, not together, we're talking, again, not together, it's each piece individually is less than a Kazais, Alpha Pisha Nira Sheyesh Bahem Toya Lechem, even though it still might look like the appearance of bread somewhat, but I cooked it, right? And Mavarech Ala Bermin Mazanis, then one will make a Bermin Mazanis, a Mavarech Achas Me Ein Shalish and a Al Hamechia if they ate the right amount. So again, the person cooked it, and Rabbanan brings down the same Reb Shlomo Zalman, even for a short amount of time, it was cooked, let's say boiling water, right? They cooked the bread for a minute or two, or whatever the case is, smaller than a kezayis, even though it still looks like bread, so that's what he says it would be changed to a mazonos. Okay, so now the point that we want to get to today is that for im einem mevushel, if it's not cooked, the pieces of bread are not cooked, right? El shehu mechubar, but they're attached, alidei devash and marak. In other words, they're attached together through honey, oils, or whatever the case might be, juices. Be it as it may, bottom line is it's somewhat of a mush, right? It's not individual pieces, because then you have to wash. What's the question? Even if they're smaller than a kezayis, but it becomes now a mixture, like a matzah meal mix, right? Which is what we're talking about. Im yesh beprusis kezayis. So if the pieces are bigger than a kezayis, or even one or two of the pieces are bigger than a kezayis, so then mevarech alav hamotzi, you have to make a hamotzi. And the Mishaber actually says that in Sif Cotton Nun Ches, Hainu Afilu Aba'achas Mehen, even one piece. In Yesh Baprus, the pieces are less than Exais, even one piece says Mishabura Sif Cotton Nun Ches. So that's what he says. So Demavarcha, then you still make a Hamais Afilu Ein Loitay Lechem, even though it does not, there's no appearance of bread that's left. Then Ein Behem Kazais, if all the pieces are smaller than a Kazais, right? In a case of matzah meal, for example, right, assuming all the pieces are smaller than a kazayis, each piece individually, again, not together, each piece individually. So then the halach is like this. In yesh behem toya lechem, if there's an appearance of bread, right, in this mush, it wasn't cooked. It was just mixed together with honey, oils, and all these different things. So in yesh behem toya lechem, if there's still a appearance of bread, the hainishu nikaviyadua shahu lechem, that, in other words, it's recognizable that it's still bread, it's very simple, or matzah, it's still recognizable, it's still matzah, the mevarech alav ha-maitzi, one will make a ha-maitzi berachas ha-mazon, and they would have to bench if they ate the right amount. The main behem taya lechem, the pieces are number one, smaller than a kezayis, and there's no appearance of bread, it's not recognizable at all that it's bread over there, or matzah, right, same thing. The mevarech barmin b'zaynis, one will make a barmin b'zaynis, u-brach achas me'ein sholosh, and they will make a al-hamechia if they ate the right amount. Then he finishes off, does the mechabev, it's not cooked, these pieces are smaller than a kazayis, no problem, not cooked, and they're not attached, they're just crumpled up, pieces of matzah crumpled up, like matzah meal, crumpled up pieces of challah, whatever the case is, even though there's no kazayis, and there's no appearance of bread, one must still have to make a moitzi, like we said in the beginning of the share. Okay, so the bottom line is, what I just wanted to get to today is that so one has to be careful. What is matzah meal? Matzah meal, again, matzah meal is a maitzi, but the matzah meal mix, quote unquote, is what we mentioned. It's not the cooked one, but the if it's mixed together with the honeys, oils, or whatever it is, which juices, it's a mixture with matzah meal, right? That's what the matzah meal mix is. So if somebody eats it by itself, they have to go with these guidelines that we just discussed. You know, number one has to be less than a kazayis, pieces less than a kazayis. Number two, you can't have any appearance, it can't be recognizable that it's still bread, any appearance of bread. So again, we're not coming to give a, you know, psak halacha sort of on a matzah meal mix, what bracha to make. A person has to know. It's not a question of psak halacha, it's a question of what is that mix? You know, does it look like bread? Does it not look like bread, that mixture? So a person has to know. And also, there's another thing also. It could be. Again, I didn't look into it at all. I'm just being the oilam, if you want to say, people should be aware of it, and they should ask. And they should ask the kashrus company that they have this matzah meal mix. If somebody wants to eat a matzah meal mix by itself, but once it's made into a food, whatever, so that we spoke about, those halachas, mazonos in general, knedloch, it's mazonos, and those various different type of halachas. But if it's just plain matzah meal mix in the raw state before it's made into anything, the person has to know, go with these halachas, and if they're not sure, they should definitely call and find out from the kashrus agency, you know, what the right bracha would be, number one. Number two, it could be also, again, I'm just throwing it out there, I'm not saying this is the case, I did not look into it, it could be also that possibly that they cooked a lot of times. One way to make bread into mazonos, like we saw, by cooking it, right? So it could be that it was cooked also before it was made into a mixture, which would make it into a mazonos also. So that could be also. So the bottom line is, if somebody wants to eat plain matzah meal mix, before they make it into anything, one should definitely find out, you know, what the proper bracha is by calling the kashrus agency who gives the hashkacha on that matzah meal mix. And to find out before it's made into anything, just plain simple mix, if they want to eat it, what bracha do they make? Because it could be, like we discussed, the various different type of ways that it is put together. Thank you for listening. As lachem bracha kol tov.